Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 19th of April, 2021. My name's Larry Jacobs, and thanks for being here on Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, which, as you know, is part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. It's over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. Okay, our wonderful magazine is over there. It's called Equity in Access. You'll enjoy it if you go over there. All our podcasts are there, and a lot of information about equity pre-K-12 and into higher ed. And we've got a higher ed show today. We're going to talk about that, preparing kids in K-12 for higher education. It's going to be a good show with my friends at Landmark College. So please go over to ace-ed.org and check it out, all right? Today, I'm actually going to bring them on right now. Okay, we have my good friends from Putney, Vermont. Good old beautiful Putney, okay, in southern Vermont near Brattleboro. And we're going to be talking about a five-day boot camp. It's an online boot camp for college students who learn differently. Those kids with autism, ADHD, that sort of stuff. Neurological things that need a little extra help, so to speak. All right, so they like to say it's for kids who learn differently, and I agree, okay. And Landmark's putting on a five-day online boot camp for students, and we've got, as our wonderful guests, we've got Professor Peg Alden. Hi, Peg. It's Larry here.
Hi there. How are you? Glad to be here. I'm good.
Good to have you here. Yeah. I live in Maine. I imagine it's a beautiful day in Putney, too.
It is gorgeous, yes.
Perfect. We die for this, don't we? We wait for it. Okay, it's great. It's a pleasure to have you here. Carol, you there?
I am. Hi, Larry.
How you doing? Carol Perret is the Senior Director of Short-Term Programs. Is that your official title these days?
Yes, it is.
Senior Director of Short-Term Programs. It's a long title for a short-term program, I got to tell you. It is. It is, okay. Carol's great. She's been on before. And Kevin, are you there? I think you're sharing a speakerphone or whatever with Carol. Are you there?
I am, Larry. It's good to talk to you again. How are you?
It's my pleasure to have you here, and I am fine. I hope you're doing well, too. Okay, yeah, it's good. And Kevin is the Director of Enrollment, or is it Admissions? Which are you? Talk to me.
I'm the Vice President for Enrollment Management.
Thank you. I'm sorry I demoted you there. You're the Vice President for Enrollment Management.
It's Monday,
yeah, we're not going to break the news of the upcoming demotion that way. We'll do it in a tweet like our former president did, so no problem. Okay, so there. Kevin Maine, everybody, all right, and Carol and Peg. All right. Peg, what do you teach?
Here at Landmark, generally speaking, I teach in the social science department. I teach a lot of anthropology, a little bit of sociology, civic engagement, those kind of things.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's great. I used to be a social studies teacher, so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And I also manage a lot of the senior students' capstone projects as they get to put together their super individualized creative capstone experiences. So that's a lot of fun, yeah.
That's pretty good, I got to tell you. I bet they appreciate that. It's fun. We never had to do that when I was in college. It was a little bit less formal, so to speak. I don't know how to say that. Okay, and just we never had to do that. It was just class by class, Paul. Yes, Kevin, you're the director of VP. Excuse me, I did it again. VP of enrollment. Just tell everybody about Landmark. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I know what you are, but you know, feel confident. But tell everybody about Landmark, which is a cool place.
Sure, be happy to. So Landmark is the global leader for students who learn differently, as you had said.
Right.
So we actually embrace what we call neurodiversity, so different ways of thinking.
Yeah.
So students who may have a documented learning disability such as dyslexia, students with executive function challenges, ADHD, students who may be on the spectrum. And we don't look at it as a negative. We look at it as more of a positive that they learn differently.
Yep.
Our students think of it as their superpower.
It is their superpower, and you guys do a good job of giving these college students confidence in their abilities. They appreciate it, their parents appreciate it, and I appreciate it. You guys do a great job on that, and they need that. Okay, and it
Definitely.
Works out great. I've done shows with where companies where you place the kids, they go to work and all that sort of stuff. It's just great. Okay, and again, it's all good stuff. But I am curious about this 5-day boot camp because you labeled it, and I'll talk to Carol on this. Carol, you labeled it the 5-day boot camp for college students who learn differently. You didn't label it for landmark students, upcoming landmarks. Is it for open to any child? I keep doing child. It should be student. Okay, who's it open to? Who do you want to go?
So the boot camp is designed for students, all students, that have recently graduated from high school and going on to college in the fall, or may have, especially this past year, had a semester or a full year of college and really need to get back
yeah.
on track.
Yeah. Is it for – this is key stuff. Is it just for landmark students or all students, any students?
It's for all students. In fact,
any
landmark
students
– yep. It's for students not currently enrolled at landmark.
And not necessarily a student who has a learning disability or a learning difference. It can be for somebody who just has had a road bump in, a bump in the road the past year because of the pandemic, for example.
Actually, I was going to ask you that. And actually, I was just watching one of the nightly news at NBC, whatever it was, last night. Okay. And they did an article with a young lady who had dropped out having a terrible time all because of COVID. Okay, and she's a community college or a 4-year college, I didn't catch that part, student. Okay, but she's a higher education student, and she was really having trouble coping. And this, what you folks are doing is very important. I want you to talk about this, and I think I'm going to ask Carol, and you can point it to anybody you want to answer it yourself. Talk about what you're doing in terms of those kids who have had COVID challenges this year, not COVID disease, but the challenges of learning under COVID, just a generic student.
Sure. So all of our summer programs are designed to help students transition from high school into college. But this year,
yeah, but this year is nuts. This year is nuts. This year is nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're really focused on the student engagement piece as well as pushing the restart button academically for them. So trying to find ways to build their skills so that they are more confident and can better advocate for themselves and identify what works for them and really, like I said, build their self-confidence through these skills and strategies as well as the student engagement piece, having them all back on campus.
You know, Larry, I'd like to interject and just say that, it's interesting that you look at how everyone transitioned over to online, and unfortunately most colleges were not equipped to do so effectively, especially for all types of learners. And
that
we've been doing online education for our dual enrollment high school program for almost a decade now, and because of that, we know how to engage students in an online platform in the same way that we do on campus, and we also build in a whole robust student life program as part of it as well, so not just what they're doing in the classroom.
Right, and that is wonderful, and you guys are experts at this, okay? And by the way, I was just talking to Mark, the DiPietro over there. The kids are back, their kids are on campus at Landmark, right? Right now.
Right, our students have been here since last summer. We've been very fortunate because we're relocated in Vermont and because we have kind of a self-contained campus. We've been very fortunate.
Yeah.
We've had a very low COVID rate here, very safe environment. Our students have also been incredible this past year in adhering to guidelines of,
that's good.
6 feet distancing, wearing a mask,
wow.
et cetera.
Yeah.
So we've weathered it very well.
That's excellent. And just a personal question. I've been to your cafeteria where the fried chicken delivery, was that okay all through the COVID thing? Because you have great fried chicken there.
We do. It's always popular.
You do.
And a lot of variety of food there. And it actually worked really well this
past
year.
I'm not concerned about the salads. I'm more concerned about the fried chicken. Okay, I have
to
tell you the truth. Okay. So,
I've got to say that chicken, I think, can help stave off COVID too. I'm not sure. It's not scientifically proven, but I think it really helps.
It's terrific. What do you want these kids to really learn out of this? Okay, and I keep saying kids, but I guess they're kids. I'm older kids. Okay, the students. What do you expect them to gain from this? And some of these have had a year in college. Okay, others are just coming out of what was a weird high school year. What do you want them to really gain? And by the way, Peg, feel free to join in the fun. Peg, I'll ask you.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in.
Jump in now.
I'm going to jump in here. And this is Peg speaking. And, I think that I would say the three things that, as the instructor, that I really hope that they end up with at the end, and they did last summer based on evaluations, that they have more confidence going into their education, whatever is coming up in front of them, that they have developed a few new skills. I mean, we're only a week-long program, so unlike some of the longer programs that allow students to really dive into the skills, for us, it's more introduction to skills. And so that's kind of where the third piece comes for me. The third hope for them is that they know where to access resources. We can't teach them all the skills, but we can show them where to access them and give them that in, which allows them a lot of confidence. And I guess there's a fourth thing, and that is that they connect with their peers. Both the peers who are participating in the online program, but also peers. There's a big element of peer support in this panel where we have current Landmark College students join on panels and present to these other students, and so they can give them their strategies, things that have worked for them. And we all know that college students are most likely to learn from their peers. So.
Exactly right. And I'll tell you, that confidence thing is very, very important. I'm just going to tell you just a little personal thing. It doesn't have much to do with academia, but it does have to do with my son years ago when he went to college and he played college football. And though he was a big guy, he was concerned. Okay, and I knew it, although he'd never admitted to his friends that the college players were going to be too big and too strong or too experienced or whatever. And it took college players, okay,
right,
to sit him down and talk to him and say, oh, no, we were all in the same boat, just like you. You're a big guy. You're athletic. You're all this sort of thing. You're going to do great. And he did, okay?
The same thing we see here at Landmark. And, I mean, we know it on campus, and we try to recreate it as best we can in this online format. You know, I call it the 1+ model of development. You know, that students learn from somebody not who's like 20 steps ahead of them, but that's just 1+ step ahead of them.
Yeah.
You know, that's who they can really learn from. And so that's what
Absolutely.
We try to offer to them, students who are just one step ahead of them, so that they can see how they can get there themselves.
Well, the challenges they faced the year before freshen their mind, so it's really good. When is this? How do kids register for it, Peg?
Carol, you want to talk about dates and registration?
Yeah, or Kevin, whoever. Yes. Whoever.
Or Kevin, somebody.
When is it, and how do they register?
So the dates are July 26th through July 30th, so just 5 days. The cost is $1,850 for the 5 days. And the application is on our website, so that can be downloaded and emailed back to us for processing. In addition to the application, we need just some transcripts so that when Peg reviews the files, she can see where the student, you know, what types of classes they've already taken.
Sure. Okay, that's good. July 26th to the 30th. I'm going to ask you a funny question, but I'm going to answer this like a parent. Okay? All right. $1,850. That's good money, okay? Well worth it. Don't misunderstand. But I want you to explain, Kevin, whoever wants to explain this, okay, why is it worth, and I know it is, okay, $1,850. Okay?
Sure.
That's an important question. Okay? Do the sales pitch, but make it for real.
No, I'd be happy to. I mean, we all know that this past year has been incredibly difficult in education, both at, you know, the elementary level, secondary level, higher education, et cetera. And a lot of students who have a learning challenge have kind of fallen by the wayside because the education they received online in high school wasn't really set up for different types of learners. Let's face it, even for a traditional learner, a traditional learner was incredibly difficult. And so this program really helps the student who has had difficulty, but it also helps any type of learner who really has not had the skills developed to make that jump from high school to college. High schools do a good job of what they do, with various preparations and various disciplines. Sure. They really don't prepare students to go on to college. And there are many differences in the way that a college curriculum and a college day, a schedule, life in college are set up. And students really need those transitional skills. So this program really condenses it in 5 days. Are you going to learn the same thing that you would in our 2-week, 3-week, or 5-week programs? No. But Peg is an incredible teacher, and yep. she will work with students individually as well in groups and really identify individually what those students need. And we don't do a one-size-fits-all where, you know, everybody's force-fed the same type of instruction. We work with students at their level to figure out what do they need to make that jump and do well in college. And as we all know, typically around weeks 4 and 5, a lot of college students in their first semester,
yeah.
things pile up on them.
Oh, yeah.
They get a lot of assignments. Yeah. They get behind. And this program, this 5-day boot camp, gives them a fighting chance so that they can do well and transition and be a good college student.
Yeah, it's really so darn important. And, you know, this is very important for kids who aren't going to a college like Landmark, but are, in fact, a bit neurologically diverse. They may have ADHD or be on the spectrum, however you want to put it, dyslexic, whatever. But they may be going to, I'll just say, Penn State or Florida State or whoever. And while those schools, they try with these kids, they're not set up for these kids, okay? So they do their best, okay? But these kids, the kids who are not going to a college like Landmark, okay, or Landmark, okay, really need to be set up for this. It's not something, it goes deeper than confidence. It really is how to learn, okay, and how to be an adult. And it's that simple. And I want to ask, this is Kevin, I think it was Kevin just brought something up. And I think I'm going to ask this of Peg. Peg, you know this. There's a difference, and I think I'm using the right word, between pedagogy and I think it's called andragogy, which is teaching adults. Okay. And as you look at a student, okay, who has left high school, okay, and now they're basically an adult. I mean, they joined the Marines, for goodness sakes, okay? They could be sent off to war, whatever the case may be. They're adults, okay? When you teach them, and I hope this has changed a bit over the years. When I was in school, there was only one school. It was Harvard, and it was 1637. And that was a joke, okay? I'm not that old, all right? But, okay, and Vermont was part of France. But, okay, aside from that, all right, you know, do you look at teaching these kids and swing them to a more adult form of learning? I don't know how to go from pedagogy to andragogy, if I may. Is there any thought to that?
That's a great question. That's
Thank
a great
you.
Question, and that really is what the program does. You know, it's not about, you know, shoveling, you know, spoon-feeding them information. You know, that's not
Which
what
the
program is
will.
About.
Yeah, yeah.
This program is about helping them start to take control of their own education, starting to to understand what their learning style is, to be able to choose among strategies, to be able to find strategies, to be able to keep going when something doesn't work and try something else, you know. So it's all about equipping them to get out there and take more control of their own education, how to self-advocate for themselves, how are they going to communicate their needs when they get there, all of these things, yeah.
That's excellent.
And that's what we mean by andragogy, right? You know, that's
teaching an
adult how to learn.
And that was never, when I was in college 10 million years ago, that was never taught, okay? We literally walked into college. I mean, it was that simple. okay? And right. we had the Bic pens, and we took 10,000 notes, okay? And it was rote memory and all that sort of stuff, okay? And there was no chance. People either did better, sink or swim, okay? It was right. it was that simple, okay? And really, and especially with a kid who might have a learning challenge, okay, it's very important because, man, that frustration level is brutal, okay? And it's just wild. It really is. How much FaceTime are these kids going to have? You know, you talked about this. It's going to be online. And, you know, you're only, I don't know how many professors are going to be involved in it, but how are you going to be work, if I may, individually with the kids, face-to-face time with the kids?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, there will only
whatever
be
you want to call
15.
It, yeah.
15 students maximum. So
okay.
it gives me a lot. It's a small program, very personalized.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I didn't know that.
I meet with every
student. First come, first served. We better talk about that, I assume, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
I meet with every student at the beginning before the program even starts. To after I read their files, I want to meet with them individually and get to know who they are so that I can design the program with them in mind.
Cool.
And then as the 5 days go on, we meet every day for usually about 2 hours face-to-face, and that's where we work together as a group. We have panels. That's kind of the face-to-face synchronous teaching time. And then they are expected to do 3 to 4 hours of work outside of the face-to-face time.
Sure.
And, again, I check in with each individual student towards the end of that day to see how that's going, to see how they, you know, to help them strategize how to get the work done. Because that's part of what the task is at hand, right? You know, can
it
you
is.
Get the work done? And if you can't, what's getting in the way? And what are you going to try tomorrow to do it differently? And, you know, it's a lot of coaching and strategizing. And then at the very end, I, again, have individual meetings with each student as they wrap up the program and head off to their colleges, wherever they're going, with some, you know, we end with a plan, with some strategies that they can fall back on, that they know they can access. Yeah.
Do they tap into you after it's all done, like when they start school at USC or whatever? Will they? Did you find that they tapped into you afterwards?
A couple of them did. I did, a couple of them, but oh my, it was just, you know, all the COVID-related stuff, really.
Oh, yeah,
that everybody,
nothing was normal.
You know.
Nothing was normal. Yeah.
Nothing
hopefully
was
it'll
normal.
Be more normal this year. And one thing, this is open, as we said, to all students, 15 kids max. It's a great idea. Kids in California, you're in Vermont, so you're East Coast time. What about kids in Hawaii or California? How do you deal with them? How do they deal with this? Maybe that's a better way to put it.
Yeah, well, our group time, our 2 hours of together time where we're, you know, face-to-face is scheduled for early afternoon East Coast time, you know. So we had students on the West Coast who were, you know, we just scheduled it that way so that it wasn't difficult for them to participate, yeah. Now, Hawaii might be a little more difficult.
Hawaii is a little tougher, 5 hours, yeah, but it doesn't. Maybe it's longer now. I don't even know. Okay?
Yeah.
I remember 5 hours for some reason difference. It is tough. Okay? We'll see. There's 15 kids. Chances of somebody from Hawaii. If you're in Hawaii, landmark.edu. Check it out. Anywhere you are. Okay? You got 5 days, all right, to do a lot. Okay? And we talked about confidence, okay? Is each day a different module?
Yes.
Okay? All right, so can you just go down what each one is?
Sure.
Or is that,
there's four main modules. One focuses on self-identification, which is how students identify themselves in terms of their learning. We try to get students to shift from disability to more of a neurodivergent model so that they are not, so that they come out of that with a more positive sense of themselves instead of feeling like there's something wrong with them. So that's the first module.
That's great.
The second module is about self-understanding, and that's where they do we do some assessments of strengths and challenges, patterns, you know, what gets in the way. We look at out-of-classroom issues, too. We don't just focus on academics because we all know at college what happens outside of the classroom has a huge impact on the academics.
Yep, absolutely.
so we look at that. So that's kind of a self-understanding section. Then we do self-strategies, which is really just giving them a ton of resources for strategies, for time management, for test-taking, for note-taking. You know, we just give them all different ideas, and they get to play around with them and see what they think might work. Or, you know, like I said, they're not going to, you know, get these skills all polished in one five-day boot camp, but they're going to know what they are. They're going to know where to access them. So that kind of, they come out of that knowing what the range of resources are out there, text readers and note takers and, you know, like all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And the, yeah. And then the very last thing is self-advocacy. How do they communicate their needs in the college setting? You know, what are their rights? What can they expect? How, you know, how do they get what they need? Yeah.
That's interesting. I love what you said at the beginning because, you know, and Kevin said it as well. When he was talking about it, you know, these kids, they just learn differently. They learn, but they learn differently, and that's very hard. Not so hard at the Landmark, okay, but
right.
It's hard at other colleges, okay, because
right.
The professors are not trained for this at all. They are not trained for it at all. Okay, they are trained in their particular field of expertise, which might be education, or it might be history, or it might be mathematics, or chemistry, or whatever. Okay, but they're not trained in andragogy, if I may. Okay, especially for these students. Okay, and that's why it's so important for these kids to understand they will learn differently, perhaps, and they must self-advocate. It's so darn important, and I just hope a lot of people listen and understand this, et cetera. It's really good. And, again, it's first come, first serve, right?
It is.
Is that a way to put it, Kevin?
Yeah, it is.
Vice President of Enrollment? Yes, yes.
Thanks. We keep our classes small, even our traditional classes, six and, you know, a dozen students. And that's why – you know, this program is so important, but also why we get about 50% of the new students that come in each year in the fall and spring are transfer students, because they didn't get the attention and the education that they need and deserve.
Thank you.
And so this is the time we start getting all of our transfer applications. And in addition to our on-campus programs, we're also launching a new all-online program for the fall called College Start. So we're expanding all of our online offerings in addition to everything that we do here in Putney.
This is it's really, really important. I can't state enough how important this is, because we're college costs a lot of money, okay, for parents, okay? You've got to borrow a lot of money, whatever, and we need it to work, okay? And this is for any kid, all right? But a student particularly who has a special need, whatever that might be, a neurologically diverse need, okay, it's especially important because, you know, I hate to say it, I hate to boil it down to that, but there's an economic thing. You know, and when we talk about $1,850, it's not a cost, it's an investment, okay? And that's really the way you look at it, because if you can guarantee you're going to save a heck of a lot of money if you get these kids on the right track immediately. That's the way I would look at it. It's an investment.
Most
you
definitely.
Like that, Kev? Yeah, it really is.
Love it. You don't know how to sell it there, Larry. I appreciate
it. Yeah, use it. What can I tell you? You know, but it's true, because you're going to spend $12,000, $25,000 to send your kid to a school, okay, where the learning might not be right for that child. You have to, you know, these aren't deep people at the university at the freshman level normally aren't deep, loving special education people. They're professors, okay, and they teach a certain way, and so your investment needs to be protected. You just send your kid to Landmark anyway, but the point is, all right, for any kid, this is important. It just really is. It protects. It's like an insurance policy. It's just so damn important. And by the way, one thing, you said you got great reviews. You did this last year, right?
We've been doing it for several years.
It was the first time.
Oh, several years. Okay.
Peg did it last year for the first time.
Oh.
Well, it was the first time we went online. Previously, we had done it in person, and then last year we took this program online because of COVID, and we decided to stick with it because it allows students from all over to participate. And
you just brought up something I wasn't thinking of. If kids want to attend, can they go on campus for this at all, or is it strictly online?
Not this particular one, but we have other programs that they can do that encompass some of the same concepts, but just delivered a little bit differently. But we have programs for high school students, college students, students who just graduated from high school, and we also next year will be launching middle school programs as well.
Oh, that's great. You guys are so on top of this. It's unbelievable. All right. So, everybody, it's landmark.edu, Landmark College, Putney, Vermont. It's limited to 15 students, so, and it's July 26th to the 30th, so check it out soon and get your applications in, et cetera. Thank you, all three of you. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Larry. Have a great day.
You
have
too,
a great
Kevin.
One, Larry.
Thank you. Kevin, you too, my friend. And Peg, it was a pleasure to have you here.
Yes, very nice to meet you, Larry.
Thank you very much. I hope we can all get together one of these days. Okay, as this is COVID, start to believe it's good stuff. Stay safe and enjoy that beautiful campus. Okay, guys? Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, that's the folks from Landmark College, landmark.edu. All right, you heard it. I'm not going to go over it. Check it out, okay? Also, check out what we do about equity. All right, please, over at ace-ed.org. Our magazine is over there. Beautiful issue this time, as they all are. I brag each time. Equity and Access is the name of our magazine. All right, please go over, check it out at ace-ed.org. That's the home of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.